Welcome to our show again. So this is my co-host, Tracy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, and I'm Roger again. So I think this few episodes will be pretty heavy on AI news, just because it's the most trending topic right now. Is just based on the stock performance. Seems like all the money are like pouring into a stock AI companies right now. So we've prepared a list of topics, and I think we're just trying to go through these as much as possible. So maybe we'll start with the first one, the Perplexity AI. This one is proposed by Tracy. I believe it's something related to their most recent fundraising, right?
Yeah, I'm just so confused. Now they're a unicorn. They reached 1 billion valuation. And I actually asked this question to an OpenAI engineer. So a few days ago, our startup organization at the university, they invited an OpenAI engineer to give a talk. And after the talk, we have a Q&A session. So I asked him, how do you think about Perplexity AI? I feel ChatGPT also has the same capability. It has a browser plugin, and it also starts with a chat. And can you guess what his answer is?
Answer to what question?
Why Perplexity AI is not killed by ChatGPT? Like, why people just don't go to ChatGPT? Since it can also browse the internet.
Wow, good question. I know they started out like as a kind of like a self-promoting business on like social media, so maybe the network effect. That was just my random guess.
You mean people start to use Perplexity AI because their friends recommend the service to them?
Yeah, or like friends slash strangers, on social media. That was what I read like a few months ago. That's how they got like popular, at least initially, maybe.
Interesting. Yeah, so the OpenAI engineer's perspective is more about the focus of the company. He said that OpenAI, our focus is to be a platform. So we really want others to use the ChatGPT capabilities to build other things. But for Perplexity AI, they really focus on search and they optimize the experience. So even it looks like ChatGPT has those capabilities, but somehow the user experience is not that good.
Wow, that definitely makes sense. Actually, just before the recording, I tested the Perplexity. Like, I typed a question related to like the newly released Rivian SUVs, and
Yeah.
yeah, I was pretty impressed by the searching experience. Yeah, it seems like maybe Perplexity versus ChatGPT or OpenAI is kind of like Rivian versus Tesla in like the car world. Like, so the smaller company, like, it's more focusing on one specific area and trying to be the best in that. So in that way, it can still like compete against the larger, more like comprehensive company that's like maybe 90% good at everything. Yeah.
Wait, here you use Rivian as a positive example.
Rivian. Yeah. So they had the press release this afternoon. It seems like they are, I guess, doing fine. At least like better than their like lowest point. So they released some like smaller SUVs, and well, also they are like backed by like Amazon. So it seems, and their main like revenue generating business is in like making vans for Amazon, and later on for I think AT&T and other companies. So I think they're not going to go away anytime soon.
Okay. Yeah, because I heard Rivian is like a government created unicorn.
Yeah, that's probably the case. Yeah, speaking of government, like they probably don't want like Tesla to be the only like pure EV company in US, because like there'll be a lot of like antitrust lawsuits following that. So Rivian is like a pretty much the only one like surviving right now against Tesla. So yeah, I think the government and everyone else is going to keep Rivian alive.
For US companies, yes, but there are a lot of Chinese eBay companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the Chinese companies will have to figure out the whole tariff thing. Yeah, so, well, that was a good discussion on Perplexity. Yeah, as we just mentioned that I tested this afternoon and definitely looking into more, exploring it more in the future, because I feel like searching is something that the more general AI platforms have been just mediocre at. Like sometimes the searching, the internet connection doesn't even work. So I feel like Perplexity definitely has a product that stands out among the others. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also I feel like the quality of Google search also drops recently. It returns some irrelevant websites, and I did some search and seems like nowadays people use AI to generate a lot of content, and perhaps it will pollute the algorithms of Google.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, speaking of Google, I guess there have been a lot of like dramas, or some people even say like scandals related to Google AI models. Well, we didn't prepare that in our agenda, so maybe next time we'll do a more like deep dive into this. If the audience are interested in this topic, definitely let us know in the comment section or write an email to us.